From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Brussels' main airport will partially reopen for passenger flights Sunday under much tighter security. Speaking to reporters Saturday, Zaventem Airport Chief Executive Arno Feist confirmed three Brussels Airlines flights will depart from Belgium's main airport just 12 days after its departure hall was damaged by suicide bombers. Feist also announced temporary repair work and security features that will be used as it turns towards a full operation.
The airport will only be accessible by car or by taxi during the first days. Other modes of transport will be made available as soon as possible. All vehicles, private or taxis, must use Front Park P2 of the airport.
32 people were killed and dozens were wounded in attacks on March 22nd. One of two airport suicide bombers damaged the departure hall, while a third bomber blew himself up at a Brussels subway station. U.S. President Barack Obama has urged world leaders to keep up efforts to safeguard nuclear material so it cannot be used by terror organizations like the Islamic State Group. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said progress has been made, but the world remains a dangerous place with militant groups trying to get nuclear material.
Fortunately, because of our efforts so far, no terrorist group has yet succeeded in obtaining a nuclear device or producing a dirty bomb using radioactive materials. But we know that Al-Qaeda has tried.
President Obama added the summit's goal of reducing the world's nuclear materials is especially important in the light of recent terrorist attacks. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Reports from Mogadishu, Somalia say seven people, including three intelligence security officers, have died in three separate shootings Saturday. The violence comes just one day after confirmation from a U.S. official that an airstrike killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Two of the shooting incidents involved masked or unidentified gunmen, with one attack killing two officers with Somalia's National Intelligence Agency. The third incident occurred when government security forces carrying out an operation opened fire on a crowd protesting their actions, killing three people and wounding one. Al-Shabaab assassin Hassan al-Dure was confirmed dead on Friday. The Somali government last year put him on a most wanted list of 12 people involved in terror attacks in Mogadishu. Kenya has marked the one-year anniversary of the brutal Al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148 people. As Mohamed Youssef reports, families of the victims held a memorial service in Nairobi Saturday.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. For now, Garissa University victims' families continue to overcome the pain. But many feel they have been abandoned by the state and their communities, as some continue to search for answers what happened that day at the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos Saturday. The group, including Syrians, was transported to the western Turkish town of Dikli in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect in just 2 days. Under terms of the deal, migrants who arrive illegally in Greece from Turkey will be sent back unless their application for asylum is accepted. In return, the EU will resettle thousands of legal Syrian refugees directly from Turkey, one for each Syrian returned from Greece. And heavy fighting erupted between rivals Armenia and Azerbaijan in the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh Saturday. Media officials are saying that at least 12 Azerbaijani soldiers were killed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.